That's Andy doing the snapping, by the way. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. I'm Dave Cruz, along with producer Donnie here at the XTU studios. Andy broadcasting live for the time being from her beautiful basement.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging this. I'm bumming out that it has to end eventually, and I have to come into the studio with you guys. I mean, because, you know, like, it's not like we're all sitting on top of each other in the studio, so I'm still able to see your handsome faces.
Aw,
I kind of like
you.
It. I know.
You do get a little more sleep, and it is easier for you in the morning in that, you know, if you want something to eat, your kitchen is 40 feet away. You don't have to pack everything up at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Exactly. It takes a lot of time out of my morning, which is really nice. But I also, you know, like, I'm in a nice space where I have a candle burning, you know, so it's the stuff that I like. And I think that when we all first started this whole, like, corona quarantining thing, it was kind of annoying at first, and now people are getting into a rhythm. And I don't know, like, I'm not even seeing as much complaining from parents on Facebook as I was that first week that all the kids were home. So I'm wondering how life is going to change. But if it is, how would you want it to change for you? Like, if you actually do get to stay home, maybe it's time to upgrade the home office space, right? If you're in a makeshift area right now that kind of works, maybe it's time to add a little personal touch to make it even better and more enjoyable. I know that my husband has been working from home since last week, and he's the professional in the family. Okay. Like, he has a very important job.
He's a grown up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to wear a suit.
He wears a suit to work. Right. So, I mean, it's been much more casual. He doesn't have to get that dressed up every morning, but he is doing a lot of video conferencing, and he's in our spare bedroom. But I have to explain to you that our spare bedroom, we never touched it. So, I mean, all we did was put a bed in there, and there's an old desk that we have in there. So when company comes, they have somewhere to sleep and to put their things on. But the family that owned our home before us, a wonderful family, their son, he was a boy when they moved out of this house. And so that was his bedroom. They had three kids, and that was his bedroom in the back. And it has striped wallpaper that has teddy bears on it, and they're all playing sports. So it's like a teddy bear holding a football with a football helmet on, and a teddy bear
it's
with
adorable.
A baseball cap and a ball and bat. And so there's all these and there's lots of these little teddy bears all over. And then, so where my husband is sitting, he just showed this to me yesterday, where he's sitting. And the way that he has his computer situated, when his camera is on, they're able to see his face. You can't really make out the teddy bears so much in the background because he's on one side of the room and they're all the way, and they're like small teddy bears. So it's kind of like, are they bears? I don't really know what they are. They must not be. But then you can see the ceiling fan, which has a light in the middle, if you can imagine. And the light is a baseball. So it's this round ball with the red stitching on it. And then the paddles are baseball bats.
Oh my gosh, that's a cool ceiling fan.
It is. It's cool if you're a young boy, right? But like, my son's 8 and he doesn't even want that room. So that's where my husband is doing his. So if he's going to work from home more often, I really need to step in and kind of upgrade
now,
for him.
Do you think because your husband works, you know, in the sports industry, that when he's doing video conferences, people might think that he specifically decorated it that way, like on purpose?
I hope not. I hope that no one thinks that this is not, it's not a refined look. It is definitely a very childish room that he's in. I mean, it would be really cool if it were like if it just looked a little swankier, but it's definitely a little boy room that he's doing his work from.
So he needs a little more swanky, so a little more like rich mahogany.
I think so.
Some more suede.
Really, anything at this point would be better than what he has in there. So I've put together, like, I've gone on to some of the discount places that a lot of people can buy furniture and get ideas, like, you know, Walmart and Target and Home Goods and things like that. And I'm posting that up on our website so that you can get some ideas if you want to affordably hack, you know, like, it's like home office hacks, right? Like, things that you can do to spruce up your home office area just to make it a little bit more enjoyable. But maybe you have some ideas, or maybe you have a huge problem and you need us to come up with a solution. Maybe that's a good thing that we can do, Dave, right?
Yeah, let us know, because we're always here to help.
Yes.
Or maybe make it worse. Who knows? 215-263-6700. Give us a call.